Wayne, and this week's show is dedicated to exploring the dark side. Hello, listeners. I hope you're all well and welcome back this week. We are going to explore how healing can help bring the dark side into the light to be healed. And today, as always, we have the amazing Atana here. It's his show. And we have also two guests that are with us every week, Carol and Sabre. And we're going to be discussing astrology, Carl Jung, the dark side, and most importantly, Halloween. So Atana's work is pretty amazing stuff. You can find it by Googling atanamethod.com. You can Google him on his site. You can find links to his music, his energy healing sessions. Atana is an international teacher and he is so, so much more. His method, the Atana Method, has been created to teach people so they can learn how to use healing in their day-to-day lives, on each other, and also to heal the earth. So, hello, Atana. How are you today?
Hello, wonderful Anna. Wonderful listeners, wonderful Dawn, our producer, and also wonderful Carol and Sabre. We are going into Halloween, and you already said it. This is a interesting time for us because all these heavier energies, the built up of the year, are coming up to the surface, and they want to be acknowledged. They want to be channeled. They want to be transmuted, and they're coming up in such a strength. And I'm so happy to see how people put costumes on and trying to transmute it with their own energies so that the intensity of that darkness can be transformed and also light can have more space, you know.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about this dark side, Atana. You know, I'm quite interested, as I've spoken about before, about psychology. I've read a lot about Jung. Jung has a theory about the shadow. He talks a lot about meeting the shadow. Can I ask you, a lot of people are terrified of looking at that dark side in themselves. A lot of it is anxiety, fear. They push that part away. I'd love to hear how and why you actually encourage all of that to come up.
I see in the dark aspect of the subconscious, I see opportunity. I see opportunity because for me, the dark sides or the subconscious aspects are more like soil. And when you put a sprout in soil, the sprout can get the minerals from that soil. And in many, religious traditions, there is a understanding that the humanness and the so-called faults are a great breeding ground for greatness and enlightenment. And so for me, the more, literally, the more messed up a person is, the more potential that person has to change their life for the better. And, you know, and we all know about second chances, and we all know about transformation. And we know how this powerful subconscious holds so much power. Going deeper into the inner child that lives in the first and second chakra, the tougher areas of the system. When you look how many people, especially in the New Age realm, they want to live in the upper chakras, in the sixth and seventh chakra. And when you go into the first and second chakra, the root chakra, you're connecting to the earthy energies, to this grounding, what's required for us to grow really tall. And when we have all this darkness available, that gives us potential to grow all kinds of sprouts and seeds of enlightenment and consciousness that can be easily supported and find nutrition in these areas. But if we just allow the so-called subconscious or the dark aspects of our being to go rampant without being really checked, it creates something most likely that we don't want or something that's destructive or dysfunctional. And my intention is always, you know, to cultivate, to harness, to utilize so that we can bring more awareness into our daily lives and have more awareness of who we really are in our fullest potential.
Mm. And so when you talk about that, bringing that up into the light, that could be extremely scary for some people, especially if terrible dark things have happened, you know, like if they've been, you know, abused or molested even just have really negative thoughts about themselves, hate their bodies. Uh-huh. You know, that it can be quite traumatic to look at. Can you talk to me a little bit about how you work with that sort of stuff?
Yes. Yes, and that's a very good point. Because when there is truly dark experiences that in terms of the traumatic, on a traumatic scale is very high, like a form of abuse, if that's a mental abuse, a spiritual, a physical, or even emotional abuse, you know, any form of abuse that's being triggered has an automatic self-protection mechanism, so it doesn't shock the system. And it's like automatically under suppression. So it's hard for us to really go there because it's locked up like the immune system does with bacteria and viruses that it can't deal with at the moment. It just kind of surrounds it with a mushy substance so it cannot escape. It's basically locked up. And so when you go into activating this, for example, in your immune system, you have to get through that barrier. And then go to the virus and bacteria and then literally give it space so it can being considered by the immune system. And so if we have a traumatic experience, it is encapsulated. So it is in a safety capsule. And so anytime we want to take it out, it is being surrounded and protected. So it cannot really damage the other surrounding emotional areas. And when we go into that so-called unconscious traumatic experiences, then we're running into the first problem is the system doesn't want to give it price because it doesn't want us to be reminded of that abuse, of that shock, because we have to function, we have to survive. And depending on how intense that experience is, it can really mess with you and it could put people in shock, you know. So how I approach it is very, very carefully, very gracefully, of course, and then seeing how deep that trauma sits and then giving it permission to gently come to the light. You know, as we know, the sun is the best disinfector or cleanser, and we're bringing it up to the sunlight so that the sun, the consciousness, can take care of it.
Thank you. That's very eloquently explained. So, I mean, I guess this time of Halloween, as well as being lots of fun and there's candy and there's costumes, it's also a very dark time of the year. It can be extremely depressing for some people. You know, the sun is going down, it's cold, it's dark, it brings up a lot of stuff. Is this a time that you find a lot of people turning to your work at this actual time physically in the year?
It is a intense time where people go into self-reflection and a lot of people go into realizing that there's some darker patterns and deeper patterns that are unresolved. At this point in my life, it's really literally 24/7. You know, I have at this point people, I'm connected with people all over the world. So there's different rhythms and different motions going on in different areas in different countries. But when I look at this in these October, November, December times, there's a lot of stuff that comes up, you know. With going into Scorpio, that brings up like the depth and the darker, deeper dimensions of beingness. What also gives us an opportunity to dive deeper into our being to bring up to the surface what needs to be transformed. Often when I did energy work in the past, I realized something. We are bringing also a lot of karma with us, experiences from past lives. Now think about it. That karma might be minimal, but think about if you live 500, 1,000 lifetimes. Even a little karma adds up to a big, heavy chunk of dark coal or tar if that's being compacted. And just think about a lifetime, what we can have for experiences. And now think about this times 500. Think about this times 1,000. Now, and that's like conservatively thinking that we just live 1,000 lifetimes. Because we are unlimited energy beings, chances are we lived already like 300-400 million lifetimes. Now, I know that stretches that can stretch your mind quite intensely, but as an infinite, unlimited energy being, that's nothing compared to the infinite. Now, if you have so many lifetimes that you're now dealing with and that you're bringing with into this lifetime, there's a lot of like unknowns that we are working out, that we don't even know why we're working it out, because who knows what our 200 millionth lifetime was, you know? And so if we dive back into our lifetimes, we may have like an awareness of maybe 10, maybe 100. If we're really good, 1,000 lifetimes, you know, and a lot of people are not going even deeper than that. And now think about it. That's only what we know. Now think about going back into the previous century, into the antiquity, Greek, Egyptian, Atlantean, Lemurian. Now go even further back, you know, into other galaxies and star system, or even on planet Earth. And now think about that's the density we are bringing into this lifetime. That's heavy stuff. And now when I do, for example, energy work, my energy work has to be more powerful than my karma that I'm bringing in order to make a forward motion. So, and I'm surely bringing some heavy stuff with me too that I'm transforming, of course, and neutralizing. But at the same time, I have to deal with it, and my work has to be on such a high level that it overcomes that past life traumatic karma that I have experienced and I'm bringing with me, because otherwise it will just remanifest something, and I'm wondering, I'm doing so good. I'm doing all the good work, and people still are not like appreciating me, you know. So you have to get to this place where you realize we are unlimited energy being. At the end of the day, we are unlimited. So if our effort is not coming from unlimitedness and from the infinite, we're not even making a scratch on the surface.
Wow. Okay. That is very interesting, and also very deep. So what we're going to do, because a guest with us who always makes things simple. We're going to bring her in next, and we're going to talk to her about the same thing, and we're going to get it from a different perspective. Thank you, Atana. You're amazing. And we will take a quick break, and we're going to come right back. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Once again, I am your host, Anna, and we are talking about Halloween, the dark side, all things deep. We've just been listening to Atana talk about being a multidimensional being that is basically never ends, and that's why you have so many different lifetimes. And I was just considering his comments about, like, bringing that down into a lump of coal and then working out those karmas in this lifetime. Carol, that sounds quite complex. So for a person that might really be beginning this journey of self-inquiry, I would love to hear from you maybe an application or a technique that a beginner or somebody new to this work might be able to understand at a basic level. Hello, Carol.
Hello. I'm happy to be here and see if we can sort through this. It is a big topic, and it is something that, like you said earlier, people are either really fascinated by it or really scared by it. And as Asana was talking about, and as you mentioned, you know, in the Jungian fashion, that, you know, these are like our darker aspects. Oftentimes, before we start working on our self-healing and transformation, we're not even really fully aware of them, right? Because it's it's not something. So that's what the work is about, is like bringing our awareness to what is it that needs to be transformed. And that capsule that Atana was referring to, I mean, it's a protection mechanism. And some people are like protecting that subconsciously, you know, very tightly. And so I have found it kind of depends on the person and how their approach is to their healing. Some people are okay with even understanding that, or even living with that concept that there is a dark side within them, or that there's darker aspects in them that need to be transformed or brought into the light. And with those people, you can include it it's inclusive, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So here you are, this unlimited being, this light that you are, and here are some past lives or some traumatic issues from your childhood, or some frustrations you have about your life right now that are being like little dark spots, little stagnations. And if you bring it into like your life right now, then you can even bring it into like, okay, so maybe somebody has a work situation that's frustrating not being happy for them right now, then that would be like a piece of coal, right? And so it's like, but as we know about coal is something that's built up over eons of time, right? It's in the earth and it's come from like it's built up over thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of years. So it's the same kind of thing. Like, okay, I'm looking at a job that I'm not happy with, and I see that this is a lump of coal, but this goes deeper, because probably the reasons that I'm not happy in the job may have to go back to past lives where I've had similar issues that I haven't quite resolved. And so even though I'm a big light being, I have these dark spots here that are heavy and dense, that when I look at them, it's like turning the light on, and then I can start to work around it, open it up, look at it. And some people, I have found, it works a little bit better when they think of it as outside of themselves. I mean, we are in oneness, and we always want to bring it back to inclusion, but for some people, they just may not feel safe enough thinking that they, you know, like that darkness is within them. And it's a little bit more easily approachable when they think of it as, you know, something over there for them to shine a light on and look at and process through.
So are you almost talking a little bit like projection as well, Carol? Is that what you're describing there?
When I say look at it over there? Well, no, I was thinking more like it's safer. Some people find, you know, how Atana was talking about, like maybe that maybe traumatic experience is like encapsulated for protection. It's like our system just keeps it safe, right? And so when there's something that's very traumatic, some people may know that it's there, but it's like too scary to feel like it's within them. And so if they can just kind of feel like it's like there and we're going to just kind of work around it. But we always want to be bringing it back to we're unlimited, we're oneness. So ultimately it is within us. It's about feeling safe, knowing that we have these shadow aspects and these this darker side. I like to think about it also like it's about our consciousness. So if we're dealing with things from past lives, we may have done things when we were not so awake and created the karma. And if we're more awake now, we can look at that and say, okay, well, that's some karma that I created when I was not so awake, but I'm more awake
in
now.
In the dark age.
Yeah, like in the dark ages.
That was my life in the dark age. Pre-unawake back then.
Yeah. And so in that asleep state, we did all sorts of things to our bodies and other people's bodies and things like that. And now we're waking up and we have these wonderful light frequencies that are supporting us and supporting the planet. And we can look back at that and say, those things that occurred, that karma that I created when I was asleep or less awake, I can transform because I'm more awake now and I'm more conscious and I have these, and with the Atana method, I have these tools to support me with transforming any of these dark aspects from past lives or karma that I've built up or anything like that. And
that's just awesome,
I find,
Carol.
It's like, yeah, well, it's just like
Do you reckon that this is a period of time that is unique? I mean, Atana, I would like to hear from you on this as well. I mean, this period of time where, you know, lifetimes and the world that we have lived in has been, you know, grossly cruel at periods, and what we've done to animals and slavery and just the cruelty is just makes me feel sick sometimes about, you know, barbaric actions. Do you think that this is a period that is really about healing a lot of that unconscious past?
Absolutely. And yeah, I see that. I see how we just think about it in the Roman times, antiquity, how it was more like a physical submission. Now everything is much more much more fine-tuned, almost subtle. Now people are not going into, the system is still the same. It's just being pushed way further down into the subconscious areas. There are now, there's still a hierarchy in the world. There's still systems out there. There's now a lot of different ways of how, much more sophisticated ways how to control people. And it's still there, but just not as visible. And it might be a little bit more humane in that way. In the Middle Ages, you know, people would ride around on the horses or in the Wild West, and, you know, they would just go in a town and just take over a town. And now, you know, there's a little bit more structure in the system. There's more stability, and we're still dealing with really that part that's uneducated, that just kind of like doesn't understand the subtle systems of the universe, and we don't see the lines and the rules and the grace that's actually happening. And the more we can see that fine-tuned sacred geometry of even how planets move, how transformation is happening, how beautifully patterned life is, then and that's what we get more and more aware to. But that's all now happening much more on a subconscious level, on a suppressed level. And a lot of slavery is now a slavery that is more done with systems, with currencies, you know, where it's still a lot of people are slaves to income, to to how they apply themselves into the world and financially. And there's still a lot of these systems out there and intact. They're just much, much more subtle. And at least they're not as bloody anymore as they were, but it's still pretty, it still goes right to the gusto, the area where it matters the most, and that's your life force. Everything that gets, everything that has a draining effect on your life force literally affects all areas of your life. If that's a person, if that's a situation, if that's an experience, if that's a trauma, anything that drains your life force literally costs you more than money. Costs you more than your life, really, because it's your life force. And so anytime you're not having your life force with you... Well, it is, but it's not really if you have a good handle on what your energy is doing.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
And it kind of inspires you to wanting to know more about your energy, your life force. And I'm giving this example a lot out, like we're unlimited energy beings. If we are not fully in charge of our unlimited energy, who is doing what with it, right? And once you consider that, who is doing what with our life force, then you think about your life force as your DNA, and what if somebody places your DNA in a crime scene? That goes right back to you, and that happens to karma. A lot of people give their life energy away, their life force, and for whatever reason, whatever pattern, your energy, your power, your life force has to be with you 24/7.
And that's what I really feel like this work does. Well, that's my experience. It really helps bring you back. It gives you your energy and your power, even in the most difficult situations. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to take another quick break, and when we're going to come back, we're going to talk about Halloween. Stay tuned, listeners. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. Today we have been discussing Halloween. And before we jump back into that topic, I just want to share with you that if you are liking what you're hearing about Atana's work, his methods, his thinking, he's pretty inspirational. And I just adore Atana and his work. If you would like to share in this work as well, just Google Atana. He has made himself available to so many people. Such a generous individual. You can find his Facebook, his Instagram, his YouTube channel, where you can actually do some of the energy work via that tube. You can, on his website, find access to all his classes, his events, his healing sessions that you can do in person or via Skype, information about his group and online training, his amazing books, music, links to his stores. He's got fantastic crystal stores with incredible crystals, and we'll get back talking about crystals a little bit later, because we know Atana loves crystals. And before we do all of that, though, we have another guest with us today who I'm dying to hear from, because Saba, I want to know what your Halloween costume is this year.
Well, I was going to be like really frugal and be a tennis instructor this year, but my husband said no. And I said, what if I wore like a rainbow wig and just do that? And he said, no. So I'm either going to be an ice skater and you know I'm gonna get those real sexy tights. You know, they're like second skin, but they have like that metallic kind of sheen to them.
Yes.
Bar some ice skates and go to a party and have some fun. That's probably what I'm gonna be. But more than likely, you'll see me in a tennis outfit with a rainbow wig and pictures that I'll send you. So just get ready for that.
Great. Can't wait.
What are you gonna be for Halloween?
Well, do you know what? Australia is starting to celebrate Halloween more. It's not really a tradition that we do down here. Because, of course, it's summer here now. It's just about to be summertime down here. So it's, you know, light, we're in a different season, so it's quite a different experience. But people are celebrating it more and more, and we take the kids trick-or-treating and have a good time. I actually don't have a costume this year, which is very boring, so I have to get my act together and organise something. So we have been discussing darkness, the shadow. I'm quite interested as well, Saber, in astrology. I find it fascinating. And Tana was just talking about the patterns of the planets and this map that encircles us with a rhythm. And I find all of that stuff fascinating. And in astrology as well, there's always the dark aspects of every sign. So we were just talking about Scorpio a minute ago, which, you know, the lighter aspects of that are the phoenix rising from the ashes, conquering all, rising up out of all the destruction. And the lowest part of Scorpio is scorpion, with its sting and the darkness and the depth and just sort of abyssness. You know, and I'm interested in understanding that from you, there is such a complexity and this shadow side, this darkness, which in the last little bit through, I guess, a lot of the practices, a lot of spiritual practices, everybody wants to talk about the light and being in the light, and we forget about these shadow aspects. And I'd love to understand from you about the ways in which you work with them constructively and that you encourage your clients to not be scared of their completeness, their wholeness.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And thank you for teaching me about the astrology. I needed to hear that today, and so thank you for sharing that. That was awesome. I have really learned to understand that the darkness and the light are part of this play, this matrix that we're in. And without one, there really is no growing. There's no growth at all. And so, you know, years ago, the angel showed me a line of people, and they were getting ready to come to Earth. And they were discussing with this gentleman that kind of, they showed me, like, he went up to this desk, right? Of course, this is all figurative, but he's up at this desk, and he's talking to the angels, and they said, "Do you really, really want to help the planet this time?" And he said, "Yes." And so they said, "You're going to be assigned a more darker aspect." And he said, "What? What are you talking about?" And it was kind of like he's going to be the villain in the play, but he's going to help other people see the light in them even more. So because of him volunteering to be the darker aspect, he's helping us all grow, right? And so that just blew my mind, because we're always, I hate to use the word hate, but it's like we're hating the darkness. We're hating the people who are making mistakes. We're hating the people who are challenged right now, right? And they are showing us what we want to change. They are showing us what needs to be changed and how it should be changed. And so, to me, that is a saint. That is someone who has come here in honor of all of us and taking on that role. And all of us do that at some point. So instead of hating the person who is assigned that villain contract this time on the planet, send them love just as much as you would revere someone who is a saint, right? Because they are helping you to change. And I'm not saying that I'm like, oh, I got to bow down to the darkness. And no, that is just not exactly what I'm saying. I'm saying that the love that is within us is capable of passing any darkness and passing any light. It can go through anything. It can get to anything. So if a dark entity comes and enters your life, embrace it. Instead of saying, you know, I rebuke you and I cast you out. And that was kind of like the way that I used to do my healing in the beginning. And I thank all of my, I don't know what you call them, my healing family that has come for healings over the years, because they have really taught me how to do this, is to really love the darkness and love the light just the same. Because if you're afraid of something, it gets even stronger. If you're afraid of something, it takes over, and you don't want to let that happen. So if we say, I love you, I'm not afraid of you, it takes that darkness and neutralizes it. And it's funny that Tana said this when we first got on the air, that the children or the people are dressing up in these crazy costumes, right? And here we are, this angel light family. My kids wanted to be these like grotesque monsters this year, right? And I'm like looking at my husband and what he let them pick out, right, on the way home. And I'm thinking, what did you all pick out when mommy wasn't there, right? And over the next couple of days, I saw them just enjoy these costumes so much, right? It was like they're getting to play with an aspect of themselves that they don't usually get to play with, right? And after a couple of days, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a costume where it was kind of turning me off in the beginning. It's making me laugh. And then seeing my children who are so full of light, their energy shine through, even with this mask that looks like, you know, a ghost or a demon or whatever you want to say, right? And so I learned firsthand how to look past the darkness, see the light in it, see the love in it, and then enjoy it, embrace it, and take away its power. And I think that if we keep that in our minds when we're dealing with situations that are horrific, because there are many of those situations going on right now, we can really make a difference in the way that we change the energy of what we're experiencing. And really quickly, this planet is safer. It is more solid. It is more beautiful than it was even more 10 years ago. So the news cycle is telling us it's worse, it's worse, it's worse. But it's getting better. And so if we keep doing what we're doing, believing that we know we can change, we know we can make it better, we are making changes, it is getting better, then we will continue to go on this journey to enlightenment.
Yeah. It's really interesting to me because I agree that we're all being told that the world is getting worse and it's terrible and there's a huge focus. I mean, you guys politically are having a, you know, really challenging time right now as well in the States. I mean, globally we are, like all over the world. But from a day-to-day aspect, my own experience is that life is getting better. You know, even, you know, we've had discussions about bullying and all those, you know, types of experiences on a subtle level that that people faced in the past as just course and part of life. Now it's not tolerated, and there's bringing awareness to all of those aspects, you know, and we were just talking about slavery before. You know, there's masses of slavery still going on, especially with children removed from families and put into labor camps. And, you know, it's tragic. Slavery is a $30 billion a year industry. I think I have that number right. Could be more now. But people are helping. People are raising awareness. People are doing something about all of this. You know, there's a freedom fund where people, you know, millionaires are donating money to help remove people and children from slavery. Like I do actually believe that the world is getting better. It's just that we're often told that it's not.
Yeah, and that's another control paradigm that Tana was speaking about, that there's new ways to control. And so if you harness the energy, I mean, really, if you control the energy, you control the world. And so money is an energy. It's not paper. It's not metal. It's energy. And so if we all continue to hold that vibration, and even if it's, you know, once a day, you know, dedicate yourself once a day, you know, start there. That energy, it doesn't matter if you do it today and tomorrow or yesterday. Whatever you pray, whatever you meditate upon, will last for infinity, okay? And so let's say, for instance, a friend who is not feeling well, a friend who is sick, right? They were sick 6 months ago, right? You can still pray for them as if you're there right now. And so putting that energy out there into the world, right? When we watch TV, you can pray for the people that you see on TV. It's all happening right now. There's no time. Time is just a measurement to keep us organized here on this planet, but time doesn't exist. So you can reach anyone at any time and send them love, send them kindness, send them support. And that was a really liberating thought and experience for me, and now part of my daily life. Praying and meditating and sending people back their power, helping them realize their power in all aspects of space and time. I mean, it's pretty cool. It's like saying, you know, you're like a wizard of time travel. You know, you can send your love anywhere. You know, you're that freaking awesome, right? So, yeah.
Beautiful. We're all freaking awesome. We're all freaking awesome. Yeah. That's the thing for today. It's Halloween, and we're all freaking awesome. Thank you, Sava. We're going to take another quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about this topic. Stay tuned, everybody. Welcome back to Let's Talk Healing. I'm your host, Anna, and today we've been discussing Halloween, the dark side, shadows, and all that kind of stuff. But to put a little bit of light, shine a bit of light on this dark topic, we have a Celebrate Gratitude sale going on at Atana's Crystal Store. Atana, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have fall, so we have a fall in love with gratitude sale going on, 20% off all the stones that are in the store. And you know, if you always wanted to stock up, or if you had already either crystal that was a little bit bigger and that you saved up for, this is a perfect time to get that stone and have it in your living room, your office, or close to your bedroom, you know, where it can support you and where you can start working with it. Or if you need a personal stone, a prosperity stone to work with, this is a perfect time to stock up on the stones.
So I've got quite a few of your stones in my house. Some of them are magnificent, really beautiful. I've actually made, as you walk into my house, I've made this little, I guess it's a table, I guess it's an altar, and I've stuck this incredible candle and then made a setting of about four huge crystals that I've bought from you. It looks magnificent, actually. And that's my offering to my guests and to my family as they enter my house, as well as myself, of course.
Beautiful.
You've got to include yourself, don't you, Atana?
Absolutely. You know, when you start healing the world, you have to start healing yourself too.
And that's what I like about this work, because, you know, you always include yourself as part of that healing, and that's very powerful. Sometimes when I sit in the office and challenging discussions are happening, I say my little words to myself that I've learned from you, which includes myself in the healing during those transformational conversations. Mm-hmm. And I'm always grateful to you for sharing those with me. So I'd just like to talk a little bit more about the crystals for a minute. When people go through difficult times and they don't feel like they have any friends, or especially if people feel a huge amount of darkness in themselves, because the darkness from your inside of yourself, self-hatred, self-loathing, that feeling that comes from within can be extremely, extremely suffocating and difficult to work with. So something having like a stone, or at least something that might be aligned and helping you, can be an extremely powerful tool. I'd love to hear from you now just about some stones that could help people in their times of darkness.
Well, the stones, they help us to recognize the qualities that we have inside of us. And so sometimes we forget, sometimes we look at the outside world, and sometimes we start judging ourselves how the media is promoting the product. And so sometimes when you go into that mindset of negating your own beauty or your own power or your own self-worth or self-love, that can also get into a downward spiral. And a lot of the times, what we really need to do is fortify our system, activate our self-love, self-worth, or see where it was being depleted in the past from, or what are the patterns are, what is the outcome, what are we getting out of it when we feel that way. It's like my most interesting and investigative thought is always, what am I getting out of this thought? So when we feel powerless, when we feel not good about ourselves, when we feel judgmental about ourselves, all of this is for me just a vacation from our unlimitedness, because ultimately we are unlimited energy beings. We have everything more than enough. So we can easily connect into the highest levels of self-worth, the highest levels of self-love, the highest levels of self-appreciation and light. And so anytime we are not going there, we're basically taking a little guilty pleasure excursion. And it really gets us into that little luxury retreat where we feel for a moment, oh, my God, I'm just a little human. I'm just a little person. And it gives us like that feeling that we have nothing to do with nothing. And that takes us out of the equation, being part of this overall functioning oneness consciousness, or this whole multiverse. And that's a selfish little, you know, excursion, because ultimately we are most powerful energy beings. We are part of this whole. And every time we go into these little guilty pleasures of making ourselves feeling like we are nothing, we don't have enough self-love or self-worth, what's happening is we're taking ourselves out of the equation of actually having to provide part of our activated self-love to raise the frequency of humanity. Because what's happening if you are a vital part of humanity in that moment, not really feeling well, or feeling limited, or feeling hopeless, or feeling helpless, or feeling like you don't have any light and you're feeling like dark? What's happening is you're becoming a dynamo for the other side that depletes humanity. So your work has to be on a daily basis: how can I support humanity can become most conscious, most aware, most enlightened? And you are a vital part of this. We are all a vital part of this. And we have to make that decision in the moment, on the fly. Are we going to provide and be part of this healing, of this light, of this transformation, of the change, or are we part of the stagnation and the suppression? And that's an active...
Right. So can I just want to interrupt you. I know you're on a flow, but I just want to jump in there for a minute. What you're basically saying is, if you indulge in those, well, I'm not going to say indulge because maybe that's not the right word, but if you believe the darkness of yourself, what you're actually doing is supporting all the bad politicians
all the poor decisions going on, all the hatred in the world, you're actually helping that grow rather than grow the light. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely, because you're the most magnificent, most beautiful, most enlightened being you can imagine. All the stories about you're inadequate, you're not sufficient enough, you're not enough, these are all lies. The truth is you're a magnificent human being. The truth is when you're in love, your heart is the most vibrant lighthouse on the planet. So how come that's not being emphasized on a day-to-day basis? And how come that's not your intention and you're striving to? Stuff happens. Your choice is what you're going to make out of it. You either use this to grow or you use this to excuse yourself and for a moment stay in stagnation. That is your choice. But you have the choice here. Every time darkness is happening, it can give you more motivation, more fuel to go deeper into your light. And at the same time, light and dark are just a play, just a shadow dance of light, of the sun, of the light and darkness, day and night, plus and minus, good and bad. These are all just duality exposures, experiences. We know beyond all of this, in our hearts, that there is a oneness consciousness. Break through from this duality into this oneness awareness through your unconditional love, through your compassion, through your patience. Activate your love in your heart. And in your heart, you know the truth. Your truth in your heart will lead you in the right direction. Yes, can you feel sad about this? Can you feel hopeless? That's perfectly fine. But it's your choice of how you're moving on forward from this point on. And that's something that we can do, that we can actively choose in this moment.
You are awesome, Atana. And I think, you know, we've got some beautiful people here today, Sabre and Carol as well. And my own experience is that is absolutely true, what you've just said, and especially of this work that you create. And my own experience as well is sometimes you really need a guide. And when you're in those dark shadows and when you're lost inside yourself and when you're indulging in helping grow the pain of the world through your own body, you need a friend and a guide to help you, I guess, get out of that pit. And that's why having an energy healer such as yourself or the magnificent Carol or Sabre can be so, so important. So I just want to share with you listeners that if you want to find that friend or get that guide or even learn yourself and self-coach or self-teach, jump onto Atana's website. It's atanamethod.com, or you find a Atana Method practitioner such as Carol or a beautiful healer like Sabre, and you get that friend to give you that helping hand through these challenging periods so you can recognize your magnificence. And that is what this work does. Atana, you are awesome. Carol, you are awesome.
Oh,
Sabre,
you
are awesome.
Thank you.
And you're awesome, Anna.
I just want to come back for a second to Carol. Carol, have you got anything you'd like to share with our listeners again this afternoon before we have to come to a close?
Well, we're all having our own experience in our bodies, but ultimately it's all, you know, a shared experience. So I really resonate with what Atana was talking about, the light and the dark play, the duality. It's something I talk to my clients with often. And like what Sabre was saying, you know, like this is, like, how do you know, this is the experience on this planet. How do we know what is hot if we've never experienced cold? How do we know what is up if we've never experienced down? So it's part of the whole experience. And now as we're awakening, we are having the experience of consciously knowing the difference between, oh, this is something that's like a shadow aspect or a darker side. It's suppressing life force. It's draining life force. And so I'm going to make a choice about whether I want to engage in that that's draining my life force, or I want to transform that and be in the love in my heart and the oneness and grow the light and evolve. And that's a whole consciousness expansion.
Beautiful. Thank you, Carol. Saber, we're coming back to you, lady. Have you got anything else you would like to share with our listeners on this Halloween-y chapter?
Well, happy Halloween to everyone. Have a beautiful time. And I just wanted to say miracles are happening everywhere. So please be open. Please start believing, or please just start looking into other ways to live your life, because there's so much more waiting for you. And again, miracles are happening everywhere. I've seen them happening firsthand. It's real. They are happening. So what will be your miracle? How will you be part of a miracle? Please, please believe that you can do anything, anything you want, anything you desire, anything you dream of can be brought into this dimension and this reality, and share it with others. I love you.
Thank you. Atana, because this show is dedicated to you, we are going to give you the last word.
Thank you, wonderful being. I'm grateful to be on the air on these wonderful radio waves with you and our wonderful Anna, who is guiding us so wonderfully to these currents in these transformational waters, and also Carol and Saber and wonderful, wonderful Don. We're happy to have you listeners with us, our wonderful sponsors. If you ever stop by in Nashville, make sure you come by the Crystal Stores or the Crystal Class and experience us here in action. And, of course, we have to create like a gathering where we all come together one day and go to Australia, have Anna with us, and then go into the different cities and just visit and just have a beautiful show in each city soon. And I'm grateful that we can support you this way. Please stay focused. Tune in next week. Our topics are cutting edge. Stay with us.
Bye-bye, everybody. See you next week.
Bye.
Om Hari Om Hari Om Om Hari Om Hari Om.